Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, Wichita and fellow Neanderthals. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. We're happy you joined us this evening here at the Biden, Kelly, and most definitely Whipple Resistance Headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Very happy to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. We're going to take calls at the 45s like we always do, but you can reach us 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook at The John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Love hearing from you. Make sure you reach out. We have a great lineup for you tonight. Michael Gonzalez, friend of ours from the Heritage Foundation, is going to be with us to explain how the Biden administration is forcing America's schools to adopt critical race theory as part of their new curriculum. This, if you're not familiar with CRT, you need to be. This is a real threat. He'll be with us coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about how the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, is whitewashing the dangers of the coronavirus vaccine. Get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine, I don't care, but at least our government should be honest about it. And OSHA is encouraging that they don't. We'll talk with Dr. Binyamin Rothstein about what he sees and the dangers about it. Former CDC advisor Dr. Roger Klein will be with us again. We haven't had him on the show in a while. I wanted to talk to him now that we've got a fair amount of evidence that indicates that the Wuhan Institute of Virology is the likely origin point of the COVID-19 outbreak. We'll see if Dr. Klein agrees. Ashley Baker, Director of Public Policy for the Committee for Justice, will call in next hour to discuss Biden's Supreme Court Commission. They had their first meeting last month and what it means for the possibility of expanding the court. And we'll talk to Michael Austin. You know, we tried to get him last week, and I couldn't get him to say it, but we knew this was coming. He's announced he's a candidate for the Kansas State Treasurer's Office. We'll talk to him coming up a little bit later in the show. And, of course, we want to take your calls at 745 and 845 at 316-869-1330. Jot that number down. Make sure you call in. So, you know, I mentioned school boards because critical race theory is so important, and the elections are coming up. Not too far off. We've got City of Wichita elections coming up again in just a few months. Everything Sedgwick County, these local elections, are just months away. The primary is August 3rd, and the general election is November 2nd. So, I mean, literally just a few months off. Sadly, Mayor Farquaad is not on the ballot this time. He will be next time, however, and rest assured we will focus our attention on seeing to it that he is a one-term mayor. But we do have an opportunity to fundamentally change the Wichita School Board and protect the Wichita City Council from becoming Brandon Whipple's rubber stamp. And that's why these elections are so important. Case in point, Joe Biden, but and Laura Kelly for that matter. But this is a chance for us to at least see to it that the two Brandons stay a minority on the city council. There are seven candidates running for the District 3 seat, formerly held by James Clendenin and currently held by Jared Cirillo. Among the list of candidates is radical liberal Mike Hoheisel. We also have perpetual loser, Republican in name only, Cindy Miles in that particular race. The other open council seat that is of note up this year is Cindy Claycomb's District 6 seat, where there are six people in that race, including Liberal Maggie Ballard. So, you know, we in that race, I don't know if Cindy Claycomb may end up being our best bet, because at least she votes with the Republicans some of the time. Over the next few weeks, we will try to bring you interviews with as many of these candidates as we can, but rest assured, we cannot afford to lose either of these seats. The council is certainly not conservative, but it's not as liberal as Brandon Whipple and Brandon Johnson would like either. And unless you want Brandon Whipple running the city, we need to get behind the most conservative candidates available. Brandon Whipple will be using his wife's PAC and his infrastructure to manipulate these elections with the sole goal of winning himself a controlling majority. That's the only thing he's concerned about. And, you know, I was talking to, we've got lots of friends. We're very fortunate to have a phenomenal audience with this show, and I'm very grateful. But I was talking to Representative Leo Delperdang. He's a dear friend. A shout out to Leo and his beautiful wife, Connie, who works over at the Winfield Prison. They're phenomenal. They're great listeners. But I was talking with Leo about this recently and the dangers of what this could pose. And I told him, I said, look, you just look at the issues that Brandon Whipple has been pushing lately. He's trying to get the current council to pass an anti-discrimination ordinance that would ban discrimination citywide on the basis. Let me interrupt here. I got nothing. I mean, there's no excuse for discriminating. That's wrong. That shouldn't be tolerated. Legitimate discrimination, you know, discriminating against legitimate classes of people. But come on. This thing is so broad, they want to ban discrimination citywide on the basis of, quote, actual or perceived age, color, disability, familial status, gender identity, genetic information, national origin or ancestry, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, or veteran status. Most of those things I completely agree with. But actual or perceived age? What does that even mean? So if a 30-year-old city employee wants to self-identify as 66, can they take advantage of the city's pension program? I mean, is that what that means? And gender identity and gender information or genetic information. So here we go again. Self-identify non-binary gender-neutral he-she's are going to be forced on local small businesses. And they don't have a right to protect their employees, their business's reputation, their livelihood, their income, because Brandon Whipple thinks that gender identity and genetic information is something that should be legislated from the city council. You know, federal civil rights laws already ensure these kinds of protections for the classes that matter. And we certainly don't need to water them down by including someone who chooses to self-identify as something they aren't, but this is just the kind of left-wing policies that Brandon Whipple loves. And if he can get a seat or two more on the city council, trust me, he'll be pushing more than just this. I mean, Whipple's... Folks, I've served with him. I know him. He's a liberal to the core. Wichita's own Napoleon is also waging a war against the plastic bag, seeking to ban them entirely. Brandon wants to save us from ourselves by passing a ban or a tax on single-use plastic bags. Now, there's little evidence that targeting a particular type of packaging with a tax has significant impact on reducing solid waste at landfills or has any environmental impact. There have been a rash of studies on this. At last count, less than 13% of the 254 million tons of America's waste was comprised of plastic. Many consumers reuse disposable bags before putting them in the trash. And on top of that, a bag tax is bad for low-income customers. Fixed taxes like these are regressive. Consumers with lower incomes will feel the pinch for retail stores hurting people who are poor and already food insecure because they can't afford to carry around cloth bags and recycle them or clean them. It's just asinine for what little impact you might get. A study by the National Center for Policy Analysis shows that plastic bags have a negative effect on retail sales. Plastic bag bans, rather, have a negative effect on retail sales in areas where bans are in place, as they encourage shoppers to take their business to areas outside the bag ban. So the city of Wichita does it. Well, I'll just take my business to Goddard. I'll go up to Andover and shop there. Brandon Whipple doesn't care about how his policies impact small businesses, or for that matter, how they might impact anyone who didn't vote for him. He's just pandering to the far-left radicals who now control the Democrat Party. This is why we have to educate ourselves, folks. If you don't want critical race theory taught at the Wichita Public Schools, you don't think biological boys should be competing in girls' sports, do the research. Ask the candidates where they stand on these issues and only vote for the ones whose values align with your own. I'll do my part. I'll try to get them on the show and ask these questions for you. But you have to do your part too. Get involved. Donate to a campaign. Volunteer to make calls or knock doors. These are perilous times for Sedgwick County. The last thing we need is Brandon Whipple running the show.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around.
Ah, yes, Mighty Mouse.
When he hears this mighty sound.
Ah, yes.
Here I come.
We'll be taking calls at 7:45. In the meantime, we'll take a quick break. And then Michael Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation is going to explain how the Biden administration is forcing America's schools to adopt critical race theory. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
We are in danger. We never...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.